Fill your space and shelves to store more. Gun racks for what you pack. High-end, low-end, repair, reface, remodel, or replace. Mantles, ceilings, or trim. Whatever you need. Don't overpay for in-house calls, design consultations, or repairs. Call for your free quote and a single on-site visit to get your project rolling now. That's Custom Cabinet Shop, 303-340-1390. Find us on Facebook.
11 years ago, when my uncle started the Patriot Trading Group, gas was 75 cents a gallon. We were running an alleged budget surplus, and the total national debt was $5 trillion, and the government was forecasting the debt would be eliminated by 2010. And I thought my uncle was a wacko with tinfoil on his head. Well, I owned tech stocks certain to become a millionaire before the millennium rolled over. Since then, the debt has doubled, jobs are heading overseas, and 100,000 people have joined Eric with tinfoil on their heads. I'm Joe Jaquin, Vice President for the Patriot Trading Group, and as gold and silver have doubled and even tripled during the first 11 years, the issues facing this country over the next 11 years look far worse. Call the Patriot Trading Group at 800-951-0592. We offer all forms of gold, silver, platinum, and palladium, shipped and delivered at the most competitive prices in the country. Call us, 800-951-0592, or check out our website at allamericangold.com. And remember, you don't need to have tinfoil to own gold and silver.
Good morning, anybody. My name is Dave Wilson, and if you can hear the sound of my voice and all this stuff works, we're about to embark on an adventure together, an adventure that I like to call Dave Wilson's part of Radio Liberty. Dr. Monteith is away for a couple of days, and he's asked me to sit in for him, to bring a couple of guests in, to have a couple of conversations, which you can join in with us a little bit later if you call 877-254-7524. That's 877-254-7524 to join in on a conversation with Frosty Wooldridge and myself. Frosty, are you there?
I certainly am, Dave. Thank you very much, and looking forward to our time together. I think we're going to really cover some great ground and territory concerning America and the future of this country.
I do, too. But, you know, Strassi, I got to warn, the lawyers have told me to say, the views expressed on this live radio program may or may not reflect the views of the station that you're listening to, the sponsors that you hear about, or anybody else for that matter. It's Frosty Wooldridge's view. It's my view, typically, and it can be your view if you put yourself to it and begin to educate yourself about what's going on in the terms of immigration here in these United States. Now, Frosty has written recently, while we sit watching TV, or take the kids to soccer, or go to a Rotary Club meeting, our U.S. Congress avalanches another 225,000 immigrants into the country every 30 days. Each year, these relentless legal and illegal immigration and their 900,000 added children add another 3.1 million to the United States. They rush into the United States from a line that grows by 80 million desperately poor around the world year after year. Frosty, those are huge numbers, and I thought that immigration was limited by our congressional people to something like a quarter of a million people a year or something like that.
Well, you would be correct if you were living back in 1964. From 1924 to 1964, the Congress limited immigration to under 200,000 per year. But in 1965, the late Teddy Kennedy, U.S. Senator from Massachusetts, created, without any sounding or any voting or any discussion with the American people, said, let's jump the numbers of immigrants each year, and mostly from very compatible areas in Europe and so forth, to 1.2 to as high as 1.5 million immigrants every year from all over the world, from third world countries like Ethiopia, like from Somalia, from like Sudan, from Mexico, from Ecuador, from Indonesia, from China, from India, from Bangladesh. And all of these immigrants from 1965 right into 2008 added 100 million more people to the United States in virtually 40 years. Just a flash of time. The same
legal
immigrant
and illegal, or we're talking about the legal procedure.
We're just talking about legal.
Yeah.
So that $100 million manifested. We were $194 million back in 1963, and by 2008, we had hit $300 million. And because of this Immigration Reform Act of 1965, if it's not changed, we're about to add another $100 million by the year 2035, which is only 23 years from now, and we will add $138 million by 2050. And wow. The harsh reality is that out of the $138 million, well over $100 million will be third world immigrants from places like Somalia and places like Sudan and places like Ethiopia and this places like the Congo, places like the Middle East. Because as you have to understand, the world is growing, the third world is growing by 80 million more people every year, net gain. We just hit in October of last year, 7 billion on the planet. We're growing by 1 billion every 12 years. And so by the mid-century, that 7 billion will reach 10 billion people plus. Some of the numbers are even higher. If you want to check out these figures that I'm giving you, go to CIS.org, Dr. Stephen Camerata. It's called the Center for Immigration Studies. You can also go to FAIR, F-A-I-R-U-S.org. That's the Federation for American Immigration. You can also go to the Hispanic Pew report, the Pew Hispanic Center. And the same numbers are all there. The U.S. Census Bureau will also validate that. And what that means, Dave, is our country is going to be flooded with another 138 million people on its way to doubling from the current 315 million to well over 600 million, and by the end of the century, well over 850 million, it will degrade our quality of life, it will degrade our air, it will degrade our water supplies, it will degrade our energy situation, our resources, and finally, the standard of living will diminish, much like it is in countries like Mexico, much like it is in places like Bangladesh, China, and India, and unfortunately, everything that we all take for granted today is not going to be there for our children.
And that's really what we want to talk to. The numbers that you've just spoken about are are just so huge, and the numbers of people are so vast wanting to come here and actually coming here because of the nature of our transportation system here on this planet. We just have to deal with the fact that it's not the sheer numbers of people that are going to be here that are going to need a hotel room or something like that, but the infrastructure, the roads, the water, the food supplies, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, are going to be destroyed or certainly become not as functional as they are right now. And when we come back from this break, which is coming up in just a minute, we'll want to find out who in the world Rossi Wooldridge is and how come he knows so much about this stuff. But first of all, I'd like to introduce you to the concept that, do you know who Dr. Stanley Monteith is? And do you know what Radio Liberty has been for 25 years or so? If you don't, I'd like for you to call 800-544-8927 and ask for a copy of the Radio Liberty Resource Packet. Now, in there for free, you'll find information about what's been going on with Dr. Monteith for all these years, all the different radio stations that he appears on daily across the United States and around the world via the Internet, and also some of the materials that he's made available that will help you educate yourself to become someone who can respectably discuss with people in a non-political way what's going on in this country today and why we need to be afraid for the future of our children. Once again, that number is 800-544-8927 to get a copy, a free copy, of the Radio Liberty Resource Kit. Now, I'd also like to talk to you a little bit later in the program, something of serious. Consider joining the members of the radio family. It's easy to do. And when we come back, talk to you a little bit about it.
Business owners, pay attention. Get 3 months free radio advertising for your business on 1360 AM The Lion. That's right, 3 months free with your purchase of a minimum commercial package. Make this year the year of more income, more customers, and more effective advertising. Customers won't know you're open for business if you don't tell them. If you want to increase the success and profitability of your business, you know it depends on your ability to attract and retain a steady stream of customers. Call me now, Danny Golden, Promotions and Sales Director at 303-257-7576, and let's watch your sales soar. So if you're not as busy as you want to be, call me now at 303-257-7576 for details on this limited free 3-month offer. It's the most affordable way to build your business with tax-deductible radio advertising. That's Danny at 303-257-7576 or 1360 AM advertising at hotmail.com. If you're spending hard-earned money on supplements, you need to know about BioSuperfood because you're probably shortchanging yourself on nutrition and value. If you're buying products claiming to provide DNA protection from radiation, you're getting ripped off by inferior copycat products because there's no other product developed or researched like BioSuperfood. BioSuperfood is one complete superfood product that addresses radiation poisoning, allergies, arthritis, diabetes, high blood pressure, and other degenerative diseases. BioSuperfood helps digestion, decreases pain and inflammation, increases flexibility, improves heart health and brain function. It boosts your immune system and even inhibits the AIDS virus in cancerous cells. It's an antibacterial, antifungal, and anti-inflammatory. BioSuperfood is not another supplement. It's a whole food and contains over 5,000 nutrients. Call now and ask about your special discounts on your BioSuperfood purchase at 303-257-7576. That's 303-257-7576 or BioSuperfood at hotmail.com.
Hello, anybody. Dave Wilson's here with a special edition of Radio Liberty this morning. Dr. Stanley Monteith is away for a couple of days, and he's asked me to sit in. As I have said, we'll be here again tomorrow, as the Lord Terry. So be sure that you join us on this great radio station. This morning, Bossy Woolrich is my guest, and we're talking about immigration. Well, immigration is a sore point or a happy point, depending upon what your political views are sometimes. I don't really want to get into all that's involved with how the Democrats and Republicans think about immigration, both illegal and legal. But, Frosty, tell us a little bit about yourself and how you became so passionate. I know when we did our last program together, which was a long time ago, you were as passionate, but the numbers have changed a little bit, and it's more fearsome now. What is it that you have been doing? I know that you are a bicyclist. Tell us a little bit about some of your touring that's led you to believe what you do today.
Well, thank you very much, Dave, and it's a pleasure to do that. I am a graduate of Michigan State University. I was a former United States Army Medical Service Corps officer, also a cardiac catheterization technician, and I moved after my the time in the Army and my graduation from Michigan State. I also have a postgraduate degree from Grand Valley State University in just west of Grand Rapids, Michigan, in English, and gained a teaching certificate. I moved to Colorado, Boulder, Colorado, and began teaching math and science. And what it did was give me the ability to travel around the world for 3 months every summer. And I have a great love of bicycle touring. I have 3 bicycle books out, bicycling around the world, Tire Tracks for Your Imagination, Bicycling the Continental Divide, A Slice of Heaven, Taste of Hell, and also Handbook for Touring Bicyclists. And my latest book is How to Live a Life of Adventure, The Art of Exploring the World. You can go to my website, frostywoolrich.com. And you can see all those. I have 11 books on just living life, having a great life, and enjoying yourself. At the same time, I traveled around the world. I bicycled 7 times across the United States, coast to coast and border to border. And I've bicycled 125,000 miles across 6 continents now, from the Arctic and all the way to Antarctica. So in those travels, I got the chance to go into Asia, South America for 1 year, in fact, on my bicycle. And what I saw was very sobering. The world is being overpopulated by human beings at the rate of an added 1 billion of us every 12 years now. And when I got to China, I'm a happy-go-lucky kid. I was in my 20s. I thought, hey, this is great. I'm going to China. I'm going into Asia. I'm going into India. I'm going into Bangladesh. And what I saw was abject poverty, people stacked on each other. The Ganges is a sewer. Yangtze River out of China is a sewer. 100% of the rivers running out of China, India, and Bangladesh are sewage water. The great dead zones that they've created are somewhere between 10 and 27,000 square miles where nothing can really live, certainly no marine vertebrates. And so I got to see what's coming to America. I got to see it firsthand. As a matter of fact, Bangladesh has 157 million people in a landmass less than the size of Iowa, the state of Iowa. And of course, what's happening is their lives are crushed. They live in hunger and starvation. About 18 million humans starve to death or die of starvation-related diseases every year around the world right now. About 10 million children, 8 million adults. Also, you can go to worldhealthorganization.com to verify those numbers. And then what I saw was the depravity, or not the depravity, the degradation of the human condition. So the more you have population, the lesser you have of quality of life, the lesser you have of standard of living, the less you have of meaningful life because you're just subsisting. And in fact, in places like India, which grows by 12 million net gain added every year, and is actually on its way to overcoming China within the next 38 years to hit 1.6 billion, China's going to hit 1.5 billion. You're seeing human overload on a massive scale, and I got to see it firsthand, and it was very, very ugly. And from that point in time, I came back and I created a program called the Coming Population Crisis in America and What You Can Do About It. And I have been speaking colleges around the country, of political clubs, of Democratic clubs and Republican clubs and civic clubs and Rotary clubs and so forth. And I have a big slideshow that goes with it. And here's what we're facing. We're facing the consequences of massive human overpopulation overload. To give you an example, when the population gets so huge, like 1.2 billion in India right now, you can go to populationmedia.org, which I highly recommend, and you'll see in one of the articles that 1,000 Indian children die every day. Every day, get this number, 1,000 Indian children die every day in India from dysentery, from diarrhea, and other waterborne diseases because the water is so filthy. And so can you imagine here in the United States what would happen if we had 1,000 children dying every day of dysentery or diarrhea or other waterborne diseases? We'd be doing something about it. But you see, over in India, they have 1.2 billion. They can't do anything about it. They have raw sewage running into the rivers, and the people are literally dying from lack of nutrients. They're malnourished, and they're dying of all of these diseases. Why? Because the overpopulation situation has gotten so out of hand, there's no way to solve anything. And right now, here in the United States...
Let me be the devil's advocate here for just a second. Here in the United States, we have a better infrastructure and a different way of looking at things than the people in India do and the people in rural China do. And I suspect that we can absorb a few more and live within a density. But isn't there a problem? Do you see as a trend in these United States as people moving to huge population centers like, for example, San Jose, California, New York City, Atlanta, where the infrastructure works for them now? But what about all the land, Frosty, in between, you know, sunrise and sunset here in these United States? Can we not continue to increase our infrastructure to support more people? Now, the religious beliefs of places like India and the other kinds of things that cause them to be a third world country, isn't that what's keeping a lot of this horrible conditions extant for them?
That's an excellent question, and let me, there's a two-part answer here. First of all, please realize this, that it's never about space, it's never about how much land. It's about the carrying capacity, because if it was always about land, then Australia, which I've cycled around the entire perimeter of Australia, 17,000 kilometers, then Australia could have 300 or 400 or 500 million people on that continent, instead of struggling with the 21 million that it has right now because of one thing. The carrying capacity, the arable land, and the water is not there because 96% of Australia is a desert. Well, the United States right now exceeds its carrying capacity as to energy. We import 7 out of 10 barrels of oil. We are at peak oil right now. We're also having massive air pollution, which causes acid rain, which poisons the soils. And of course, the consequences of diminished human living conditions. So we're also right now, our major cities are having major breaks in the infrastructure. Water lines are going down. We also have limitations as to water in California, water in Arizona. There are water shortages in Texas. There are water shortages in Georgia and water shortages right now in Florida with the 315 million in this country right now. And places like Texas with about 22 million, they're expected to add 12 million within the next dozen years or so because they're growing so fast. And places like Florida with 18 million is expected to hit 36 million or double its current population within the next 38 years. And so what we're facing is limited resources, limited water, limited energy, and yet we're on course to add this 100 million more immigrants within the next 8 years. The second part of that is this. One of the crises of the third world is that the one factor that keeps third world people in the third world starving and living at a subsistence level is illiteracy. If you can remember that word, illiteracy, it defines the third world. 95% of Africa is illiterate. Illiteracy in Mexico is rampant. The majority, essentially. They have an educational system that very few get past the sixth grade. Same thing in South America. So what you're seeing is mass illiteracy. India, mass illiteracy in China and so forth. But what creates that illiteracy is the fact that there's no way to catch up to it. Each year in the world, 57 million people die. They just die from all the different natural deaths and deaths from starvation and so forth. Well, the human race right now not only replaces that 57 million people, it also adds another 80 million. So that's 137 million new babies every year on this planet. Does anyone think that anyone can educate those kids, those children, up to a high school grade level so that they can carry on and have a decent life, a decent education, and a decent home, and a decent work and so forth? And, of course, the answer is there's no way to have enough teachers to educate them. If you look at what's happening in the United States right now, we are importing all of this cultural poverty, and we're importing all of this illiteracy, and it's now showing up in the schools. In Detroit, Michigan, the dropout flunkout rate in Detroit, Michigan, is 76% of the high school students drop out or flunk out every year. As a matter of fact, CNN. And I have the exact date of the report, showed that 7,000 high school students drop out of high school every day throughout the nine-month cycle, one every 26 seconds. And they hit the streets about 1.2 million, which was reported by Brian Williams on NBC, that 1.2 million high school students hit the age of 18, and they are functionally illiterate when they hit our streets. How can this first-world country have any chance of maintaining itself with this much illiteracy? Well, it can't. We now have 46 million Americans who are living on food stamps. I want everyone to understand that. That means 46 million Americans do not have enough education, intelligence, or GQ to obtain a job, secure a job, and get a paycheck. And so they're living off the backs of all the rest of us that do. And so if we keep importing this 3 million per year into this country, we're simply going to degrade the educational systems. We're going to degrade our economic system, and we're going to end up as a country of poverty, cultural poverty, and financial poverty and economic poverty. But also, the key, of course, is illiteracy.
We're going to have to talk about what, if anything, can be done. We've already seen the illiteracy problem, as you've said, and these people reproduce probably at a higher rate and just continue to grow and grow and grow. Let's talk a little bit about the concept of exponential growth. You're a mathematician, Frosty. As we come back from the break. And I thought I heard maybe that we had a guest. Is somebody there waiting to ask a question? Nope, guess not.
Yes.
Anyway, it's kind of hard to tell. We're listening for the beep, and you're welcome to join us in this conversation at 877.
Yeah, Dave, I think we do have a guest. His name is Mike.
Okay, Mike, what's your question? Mike, are you there?
Oh, my name is Steve, and the question is, more a statement just needs to, the information needs to go out that congressional authority would be what we need to uphold the Constitution and deal with illegal immigration. Now, we need today to be thinking about who we can get in office. Ron Paul is in Colorado today. He's making three stops. He'll be in Fort Collins at 10, Denver at noon, Colorado Springs at 2. At the Student Center at CSU is this 10 o'clock meeting in Fort Collins. At the Renaissance in Denver, 3801 Quebec, is the noon meeting. And he's at the airport in Colorado Springs at 2. That's what I would like to be heard today, because he is the only congressional...
Thank you for calling in, and we'll discuss as we come back from the break. Dave Wilson with Frosty Wildridge. In a minute.
I think I've just been put on hold.
Texas Roadhouse takes this time out to salute the men and women in uniform who stood tall for our freedom around the world. Let's give them a hero's welcome home they deserve. America's troops are our angels of protection and wings of freedom that have fought hard to help restore peace around the world. That's from Texas Roadhouse at 1931 Bluegrass Circle, where they invite you in for the best food in Cheyenne. Fall off bone ribs, hearty hand-cut steaks, legendary margaritas, and much more. Call 307-638-1234. That's 307-638-1234.
Business owners, pay attention. Get 3 months free radio advertising for your business on 1360 AM The Lion. That's right, 3 months free with your purchase of a minimum commercial package. Make this year the year of more income, more customers, and more effective advertising. Customers won't know you're open for business if you don't tell them. If you want to increase the success and profitability of your business, you know it depends on your ability to attract and retain a steady stream of customers. Call me now, Danny Golden, Promotions and Sales Director, at 303-257-7576, and let's watch your sales soar. So if you're not as busy as you want to be, call me now at 303-257-7576. For details on this limited free 3 month offer. It's the most affordable way to build your business with tax deductible radio advertising. That's Danny at 303-257-7576 or 1360 AM advertising at hotmail.com.
Article 4. The right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated, and no warrant shall be issued but upon probable cause, supported by oath or affirmation, and particularly describing the places to be searched and the persons or things to be seized. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. John bore witness of him and cried out, saying, "This was he of whom I said, He who comes after me is preferred before me, for he was before me." The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 14 and 15.
An emergency preparedness plan for your home, car, school, and office is a must. Knowing how to store water safely, survive extreme temperature changes, provide reliable shelter, first aid, and sanitation is critical. Knowing where to get the best lights, radios, and other supplies is easy. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing realistic preparedness supplies at affordable prices. Stop by, go online, or call 303-781-0343, 866-781-0343.
Thank you.
Hello, anybody? We're back at 33 minutes past the hour here in this edition of Radio Liberty. We had a guest just at the bottom of the hour, along with Frosty Wooldridge, bring up the fact that Dr. Ron Paul is appearing in the Denver Metroplex area, both in Boulder and Colorado Springs today. So please check your papers to see where Dr. Paul and his entourage are going to be, because that man has got a lot of good information for you. I love the way that Dr. Paul is stirring up the pot this year, even though he's still not getting any media attention. They're forcing him, they're forcing themselves to actually look at him every now and again, which is a whole lot better than Chuck Baldwin had 4 years ago. But Dr. Paul is a man whose ideas are in line with the Constitution. And I believe he is the one man of all the so-called Republican candidates who can begin to bring this country back to some of its constitutional basis. I fear that if we're not praying for him enough, that things can happen. Is our guest still on, by the way?
Well, yeah. Okay.
Well,
This is
yes.
I want to go beyond that. Ron Paul and all that, I want to bring more of the information here. Ron Paul actually has a horrible immigration record. He's pretty much an open borders libertarian, so he would not be a president that would actually stop the mass immigration into this country. But what I really want to bring to your point, if you think that you understand what I've just said in the last half hour, I want to bring it to you visually. I want you to go, and I invite you to go, to numbersusa.org, and on that website, there are two videos. One of them is 5 minutes long, and it's Roy Beck, and it's called Immigration, Poverty, and Gumballs. It shows the massive loading of a population around the world. The whole third world would love to move here for a better life, but they've got to stay in their own countries and solve their own problems in their own countries, because we can't solve it even by immigrating just the 3 million we do each year. The second,
I agree with you, Frosty. What was the name of that? Is that numbers.org?
It's www.numbersusa.org or
.com. I've seen that video several times, and I've sent it out to my email list.
Beautiful.
And, ladies and gentlemen, if you don't go see that, you're really not doing everything that you can to understand this problem that Frosty and I have been talking about this morning. The notion of exponential growth is something that people need to get their hand and brain around, because things go fast once a certain level of reproduction takes place. And that's one of the best visual aids I've ever seen in my life to try to explain what's going on in this country. And I don't know the venue where that was shot, Frosty, but those people in the audience were absolutely dumbfounded when that fellow began to pour those gumballs into those clear plastic containers and then showed them how they compared to the numbers that are in the United States. Do you know where it was shot?
Yes, I do. I've worked with Roy Beck for over 15 years now. That was shot in Washington, D.C., at the offices there. I've actually spoken on the same stage with Roy Beck. And the second one is a 10-minute video called Immigration Off the Charts. If every American citizen saw these two videos, one for 5 minutes and one for 10 minutes, there would be a national call to stop all immigration into this country the next day. Because the fact is, exponential growth cannot be sustained. We cannot continue. We cannot go to another 300 million in this country and think that we're going to have all the gasoline that we need to warm our homes or drive our cars. We're not going to have the water to grow our crops and irrigate our crops and water ourselves besides the animals. We're going to have cities that are crammed. To give you an example, California right now has, well, I lived in San Diego back there in 1965 when there were 15 million people in California. Not bad. It was okay. We now have 38 million people cramming and jamming and gridlocking and air polluting and crushing and eating up the arable land. Over 100,000 acres a year in California are being put under concrete and asphalt or air, you know, into farmland, but they're losing the farmland. Because why? California adds 1,655 people every day. It adds another 400 vehicles every day, net gain to that state. And so within the next 30 years, California is on course to add 20 million more people. I ask anyone living in California, do you think it's going to make California and life in California better, the air cleaner, the gridlock traffic is going to go away, the beaches are going to be nicer? Do you think it's going to be a lot cheaper to live in the next 30 years with another 20 million people added to California? Well, as a man who's seen places like Hong Kong, seen places like Japan, Tokyo, I've been to Mexico City with 24 million people. I've been to Rio de Janeiro. I've been to Beijing. I've been all over the world where this massive population load just makes people live in little cubicles. They can't even go to the country. They live in concrete their whole lives because they live in a city. We're moving so far away from quality of life if we continue this massive population load. And here's the caveat to this, folks. American women have averaged only 2.03 children since 1970. That means we chose a stable, sustainable population way back then. And Canada also has only 2 children per family. So does Europe, 1.5 to 2 children per family. Australia. But guess who's getting the flood of immigrants? Who's getting the flood of humanity of these all this exhaust out of these other countries? And, of course, it's these four, Europe and, of course, Canada and America and Australia. At some point in the future, this can't go on because even our countries will turn into the human quagmire of overpopulation. So much so that all of our citizens, black, white, brown, red, yellow, doesn't make any difference. Our lives will be diminished to that of somebody in Bangladesh or India or China, and it's going to be really ugly for our kids because this is not something that we want to give them. So I highly recommend that you go to those to numbersusa.org, or you can get it at .com. Download the 2 5-minute and the 10-minute videos, and again, immigration of gumballs and poverty, and the other one is immigration off the charts. These two videos will astound you. Send them to all your friends. We need to have a consciousness shift in this country and move to have a moratorium on all immigration, reduce it to the minimum levels of maybe 100,000 per year, and give our country and this civilization a chance to survive the 21st century, Dave.
You know, we've been talking about immigration now for about 40 minutes or so, and sure. In the back of everybody's mind, I'm sure, is this notion of illegal immigration. And let's talk a little bit about that, Frosty, as we
sure.
come up against a break here at 41 or 42 or so. I'd like to talk about the numbers in terms of dollars here in these United States that illegal immigration is causing us. What would be your topic sentence if you were to begin
writing something about that particular
subject? Well, right now we have 15
million Americans who are unemployed, and we have 46 million Americans who are subsisting on food stamps. We are $15 trillion in debt, and we're all this unemployment checks are going out to all these unemployed, or they're on welfare, and it's costing all of us millions and billions of dollars. At the same time, we're importing around 800,000 illegal aliens every year, still coming into this country, and they're coming here for a better life. It's a form of 21st century slave labor.
Hey, we're up against the break. My guest, Frosty
okay.
Wooldridge. Sorry, Frosty, to interrupt you there. Hold on to that thought, and we'll be back in a couple of minutes.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat and Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath. Texas Roadhouse takes this time out to salute the men and women in uniform who stood tall for our freedom around the world. Let's give them a hero's welcome home they deserve. America's troops are our angels of protection and wings of freedom that have fought hard to help restore peace around the world. That's from Texas Roadhouse at 1931 Bluegrass Circle, where they invite you in for the best food in Cheyenne. Fall off bone ribs, hearty hand-cut steaks, legendary margaritas, and much more. Call 307-638-1234. That's 307-638-1234. This is Pastor Michael Golden inviting you to join the Voice of Many Waters congregation as we welcome Jerusalem-based broadcast journalist, popular speaker, author, and Middle East correspondent, David Dolan. Voice of Many Waters congregation will be meeting for Shabbat service February the 11th, 1 p.m. to 5:30 p.m. at 3J's Coffee House, 21 North Parish Avenue in Johnstown. Seating is limited, so you will need to arrive early. For more information, call us at 1-800-205-6245. A love offering will be taken. For Zion's sake, I will not be silent.
An emergency preparedness plan for your home, car, school, and office is a must. Knowing how to store water safely, survive extreme temperature changes, provide reliable shelter, first aid, and sanitation is critical. Knowing where to get the best lights, radios, and other supplies is easy. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing realistic preparedness supplies at affordable prices. Stop by, go online, or call 303-781-0343, 866-781-0343.
Okay, 44 minutes past the hour, wherever you might be. The hour part varies, of course. I'm in California, where it's 7 o'clock. You might be someplace else where it's 8 o'clock, 9 o'clock, or 10 o'clock. My guest, irregardless, is Frosty Wooldridge, and we're talking about immigration. We've moved our conversation just a little bit to a different subject, and it's entitled Illegal Immigration, something that's going to cost our taxpayers and our government, or us, trillions of dollars if things are left as they are. Let me ask you one question, Frosty, for you to address for me. The government, for some reason, whoever they may be, back there in D.C. and along the states, both California, New Mexico, Arizona, and Texas, seem powerless to stop this. And whenever anybody says, let's build a fence, let's do better to keep illegal immigrants from coming in here, there's great hue and cry from what I consider to be the left side of things for some reason that is just unconscionable that we should try to stop and protect our own borders. What's with that? Why do you think that our government has a mindset that they really don't want to stop this illegal immigration?
Well, this is a constitutional republic, and what has happened to it is the higher elites have taken over, and they're actually making sure that the Congress does not fulfill Article 4, Section 4 of the U.S. Constitution, and that there is huge money to be made by a few people while the rest of us subsidize all of these illegal aliens. Right now, Barack Obama actually sided with Mexico in suing states like Arizona, suing states like Alabama and South Carolina, because they're trying to protect themselves with laws such as Senate Bill 1070 there in Arizona. And what that means is the government and people in the government are being paid off so that those who are breaking the law, and we're talking about tens of thousands of employers, whether it's Hormel or Armour or McDonald's or Marriott Hotels or La Quinta Hotels, construction firms, painting firms, roofing firms, you can go on down the line. They are enjoying what is called a third world slave labor, a 21st century slave labor. And as a matter of fact, right now as we speak, 8 million illegal aliens are enjoying full-time jobs while 15 million Americans are out of work. But they're enjoying those.
Are you there?
They get trailers. They live stacked in apartments. But that's better than being in Mexico or Central or South America or India or Asia. I don't know if anybody knows it or not, but it's a $7 billion a year a business of people coming out of the Orient, out of Asia, in people smuggling right now into this country. And so everybody gets all upset about the illegal immigration. They should, but in combination with legal immigration, we're literally changing our language of our country, our culture, our way of life, and our standard of living is degrading and has been degrading for well over 30 years now.
Absolutely.
And so the illegal immigration is really horrible. It costs us $346 billion per year. You can check those numbers across 15 federal agencies. You can check those numbers by going to thesocialcontract.com and look up the Edwin Rubenstein economic report by Edwin Rubenstein, and you can get those figures. And then if you look at what California is, look at how California is $24 billion in debt right now. You've got somewhere around 4 to 5 million illegal alien migrants in California. They're undermining the the law in California. They're overwhelming the infrastructure. They're overwhelming the educational systems. They're literally stuffing your prisons, and it's only going to get worse. Their anchor babies right now, or the jackpot babies,
right,
are in excess of 350,000 per year. That's women coming over to this country and getting a birthright citizenship. And there's no way to save yourself or solve it, and there's no way to get out of it as long as we allow, and we are allowing, all of these illegal and legal immigrants to come into this country every year, Dave.
So where do you start, Frosty? And I live in the Central California coast, near Salinas, near Watsonville.
I watch
the news every night at 11 o'clock. In Salinas, there are frequent drive-by shootings. The violence there in that city since I've lived here for 35 years has just increased exponentially. My son is a police officer in a large city at the end of San Francisco Bay. He is a sergeant in the robbery division. The other day they had a couple of bank robberies go on, and when they caught the people in the middle of the 85 freeway, they were hardcore Mexican gang members here in San Jose, California, robbing banks, as he says, to pay their taxes on the other illegal things they do. They've been enclave. My son says there is a little Cambodia, there is a little Mexico, there is a little Guatemala,
Korea.
There's all these things, and these people don't join the culture, as has been the tradition in the past in the United States. So, for us, I guess my question is, we have a serious crime problem, and it's because these people are coming and bringing the crime with them. And I don't mean to sound racist, but I guess
it has nothing to do with
race. I am, you know? So do we go after the people who are hiring these people, or do we put a fence up, or do we do both?
The smartest thing we can do is that we increase the internal enforcement. If you simply methodically go after all of the employers, such as Marriott, such as McDonald's, such as the other fast food, such as the construction companies, you go in, and when people are speaking nothing but Spanish or some other languages, you know that more than likely these are illegal aliens. There's anywhere
that's
from 12 to 20 million of them in this country.
That's profiling, and everybody's going to say, you can't do that.
Well, you can do it. ICE has the ability to go in and start checking Social Security numbers and IDs of all the workers of any organization. But you see, ICE is not doing that. And the Border Patrol is not stopping them at the border. But if we had a president that actually, you know, Dwight D. Eisenhower was the last president that actually had a million illegal aliens deported out of this country. They self-deported, and they got deported because he simply enforced the law. So if any president would simply enforce the law and engage ICE to go after the employers of illegal aliens en masse and go after them and put the employers in handcuffs, arrest them, and put them in handcuffs, and then take them down, and then go to court, and then put them in jail, I guarantee you that the illegal immigration problem in America would be solved in no time at all. If you wanted to stop the drug trade on
the
border, you just simply take all of the military personnel out of, there's 38,000 military personnel in the DMZ in South Korea, put them on
hold
the
that
border,
thought, Frosty. Sorry to be
trade.
So interruptive. We'll be right back with the last segment of Radio Liberty for Tuesday.
Looking for the perfect answer to your nutrition and health needs? Look no further. BioSuperfood, developed to heal the peoples, animals, and land after the Chernobyl disaster, has the most complete, powerful nutritional analysis for health and wellness. Easy to digest, BioSuperfood contains complete proteins, amino acids, and vitamins A, B complex, B12, C, E, D, and K. It contains minerals and trace elements like calcium, phosphorus, magnesium, potassium, iodine, manganese, zinc, selenium, silicon, and it provides essential fatty acids, omega-3, 6, and 9. It's high gamma linoleic acid and has thousands of active enzymes and phytonutrients like chlorophyll, spirulina, and carotenes, beta carotene, alpha carotene, astaxanthin, lutein, lycopene, quercetin, and much more. Save your money, save your time. Compare, and you'll find that there is no more researched or superior product available on the market today. Call now and get your discount prices on your next Bio Superfood at 303-257-7576, 303-257-7576, or biosuperfood at hotmail.com.
Custom Cabinet Shop is a locally owned and operated family business since 1980. So if you want fair and reasonable prices, personalized service, and excellence in workmanship for your refacing, repair, installation, millwork, or remodeling projects for your home and business, Custom Cabinet Shop can do the job for you. Call now for your free quote and on-site consultation, 303-340-1390. That's 303-340-1390. So Custom Cabinet Shop can attend to your every woodworking need. Cabinets to fit your taste, furniture to fill your space, and shelves to store more. Gun racks for what you pack. High-end, low-end, repair, reface, remodel, or replace. Mantles, ceilings, or trim. Whatever you need. Don't overpay for in-house calls, design consultations, or repairs. Call for your free quote and a single on-site visit to get your project rolling now. That's Custom Cabinet Shop, 303-340-1390. Find us on Facebook.
Hi, everybody. This is Dave Gold. And Radio Liberty is the program. Frosty Wooldridge is our guest. Frosty, we've been talking about immigration things and all the good things that you have brought to the fore. Now, in the last 2 minutes that I have for you this morning, you need to give us your website and places where they can contact you, and things that people need to do. Okay, go. You got 90 seconds.
Thank you. You can also go to my website, frostywooldridge.com. You will see two books there. One is called Immigration's Unarmed Invasion, Deadly Consequences. You can get it on Kindle. You can get it in softcover. The number is 1-888-280-7715. The second book is called America on the Brink, The Next Added 100 Million Americans, and that book shows just the ecological damage and hole that we've gotten ourselves in, and that if we add another 100 million, which we are on course to do by 2035, which is only 23 years from now, it's going to degrade the quality of life and standard of living for all Americans, no matter what their race, creed, or color. Our civilization is in trouble. You go to numbersusa.org and get those two videos and the 10-minute one. And once from there, I'll answer any questions you ask at my website. The key is we need to create a massive number of Americans that say enough of this and bring the immigration. And you can sign up at Numbers USA, become a member, 1.1 million members, and we can change the course of history by our actions. But if we sit by, we're going to see this massive human flood into our country, never stopping, never ending, and simply turn our country into a third world country with all sorts of consequences on every level.
This is doable, ladies and gentlemen.
It is doable. It is doable. That's why I work on this every day, Dave.
Every day, and gosh, I appreciate you so much giving us an hour of your time, because I know you're busy. Hopefully we'll have another opportunity in the near future to discuss what's going on. And you do a weekly program there in the Denver Metroplex also, don't you?
Well, I actually have, WNJC, 1360 AM, and it's called Bordering on Insanity. I just interviewed a Congressman Steve King out of Iowa yesterday on my show, and it's up and down the East Coast, but it's all podcasted across the country. Go to WNJC1360.com, and you can actually stream it. And I talk to the top leaders in this country that are trying to change the course of America's history toward a positive and a sustainable future, and hopefully we win this thing. But we can only win it with your help, ladies and gentlemen. It's your country, it's the future, it's your children. So I hope that all of you engage on what you heard today and watch those two videos. They will give you a clarity like you cannot believe from all the words that I've spoken today and what Dave has said. We can change this country. It's our watch. We are the Thomas Jefferson and the Ben Franklin of the 21st century.
Or also, thank you, Frosty. I'm going to let you go now.
Thank you so much.
Appreciate it so much. Take care and God bless.
God bless and Godspeed.
FrostyWooldridge.com. You can go to newswithviews.com. Frostyonthe.com also, and search for Frosty on there and find out all the different essays and things, and it'll lead you eventually, as things on the World Wide Web will do, to his specific website, also these other ones that we have been talking about. They're very, very important. I'd like to also recommend to you that you go to RadioLiberty.com at some point in time today and look at all the valuable resources that Dr. Stan and his crew have put together there. You know, Dr. Stan has been at this for a long time now, and it's really my privilege and pleasure to be able to sit in here for him for a couple of days, and to be perfectly honest with you, I don't know what he's doing, but he's given me opportunity to talk to people like Frosty and talk to people like you, which is a great deal of fun for me. So consider it. Call 1-800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. Ask for the Radio Liberty Resource Pack. As the Lord carries, I'll see you tomorrow. Dave Wilson, and God bless.
Now you can reach the American Freedom Network at our new P.O. Box, 1750 Johnstown, Colorado, 80534, or online at Amerifree.com.
Just a good old boy.
Hi, I'm Eric Cedarstrup. For over a decade, I've been the CEO, shipping clerk, and janitor of the Patriot Trading Group. And in that time, I've made friends with tens of thousands of like-minded individuals all over this country, most like me, trying to raise a family, run a business, and make sense out of a world gone mad. I'm proud of the fact that through stock bubbles, housing bubbles, and financial chaos, our customers are prospering and doing very well. By keeping our prices fair and our service fast, we find that 80% of our customers not only reorder, but they tell their friends. Don't be fooled by hype and high pressure. Do business with a company you can trust. Call the Patriot Trading Group.